Blog Talk Radio.
Hold up, y'all. It is about that time. With it, boys.
With it, gang.
With it, mob.
The belt and the crown,
gang.
Nigga.
We on it. What we about to do?
Turn it up.
Check the transcripts, I'm official.
Official.
Who won what?
Microphone vandal. Bullets made of aloe. Black flannel out the shadows. I'm the son of doomsday. The fade taker. I take your top off. Toupee. This witty gang rap. Tactical warfare with subliminal attacks. I'm all about the currency. I serve you as a courtesy with this automatic weaponry. Hoof out reppin', I'm a reputable. Opponents don't want it, leave them hangin' from my testicles. And I'm poisoned under pressure. I rob you for your cheddar with this little black Beretta. And to the lame niggas watching, hesitation not an option. I'm popping, popping.
Turn it up. Sixes rotten Pirelli, burner tucked by the belly, nigga.
Turn it up.
Who got the pills like the blunt? You got the drink in the cup? Fill it up, nigga.
Witty gang.
Repertoires, we go hard. TT, Frankie, Cleo, Stoney, set it off, nigga.
Serving child.
Like a deli, nigga. Hood bout Machiavelli. Got you face down on your belly, nigga. Rep the bowls will get touched. We ain't gotta pop the trunk. Ready to duck, nigga.
Run and tell that.
Witty gang, it's a rap. You got beef with us, yeah. Good luck with that, nigga.
Residential.
Signing an issue, no surrender. From the hands to the pistol, nigga. Surprise your whereabouts. Witty gang, fade them all. The belt and the crown, nigga.
Turn it up.
Full effect, yeah. Now we serving all you suckers. Don't
get fucked up.
Cause we about money, music, weed, and drink. So fuck what a hater thing.
Y'all ain't no, they not.
A bunch of gum flapping, skill lacking niggas, overrated killers.
We will see.
We gon' see about that shit.
If you can handle what we bringing, I make rappers start singing. I'm
ODB.
Damn right.
I'm with the yeah, that's the
witty
gang. We Rosewood and these niggas hanging from light poles and shoestrings.
Leave us alone.
But I thought you wanted beef. You all up on your Facebook and Twitter. I'm standing in the street. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm back to making my riches, flipping these bitches, brushing these haters off.
Westside LA.
Yeah, we repping that. Too many different LA fitters. Motherfuckers, snap back.
Turn it up.
Officially listening to Turned Up Tuesdays with your host.
What it do? What's up, Hood Jigs? In full effect. Fresh, fresh. DJ, bitch. What that shit do?
Another day, another dollar.
Same old, same old. What's up, man? You started work already?
Nah, man. I just got my uniform today, man. My first day is Friday, finally. So I won last week to do whatever I want to do.
Is that right? That's how you feel?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? So drinks on you?
Ah, shit. Nigga, not yet. I ain't got no check yet. Those drinks on me, nigga. You got
to
wait.
Shit, right? Nigga, you got to do something. I mean, you got to go out there and make it happen before you go to work.
Nah, I'll wait for a couple of checks. Then I'll go
to work. I can't get no taco vodka or nothing?
Oh, wow. I just went back to taco vodka. The $4.
Man, that'll get you right.
It'll get you right, but it's like, nigga, that's like, it's almost like the stress of drink, nigga. It's like, it gets you there really quick, and then you feel bad after you drink that whole damn bottle. Like, oh, man, like, what the fuck? Like, you got taco? Like, nigga, what the fuck? It's real drink, nigga. Nah, but I can't say that. Fuck with taco.
That's a cheap drink. It's cheap, but, you know what I'm saying, it gets you where you need to be. Everybody else.
So what's going down tonight, fellas?
We know Samoa, you know, freshy driving the whips. No, I'm getting fired and shit. You know, I get out, you know. No, we just chilling. Not on Facebook or Twitter. In the street. What's up, though? DJ, what's popping, man? What's going on for the day, man? What you do today, man?
Man, well, I don't know what it is. Man, I ain't do shit, man. I'm in the back cave, man. Boonies right now, so I'm like, shh. I'm out in the boonies. I know where I'm at. Hello?
Hello? I'm like, what the hell? I can't hear nothing, man. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know what's going on, man. I can hear y'all.
Man,
shit, don't hear me just say what I just said?
Nah, I didn't understand nothing you just said.
Oh, well, that's what I was doing today. What I did today, I was like, nigga, I ain't do shit. And I was hiding. I've been hiding out in the boonies all day.
Low-key? Low-key, low in the vibe, because that's how you be. You know, I'm driving, man. We in the streets. I had to pick up my auntie, because, you know what I'm saying? My auntie is, like, the freshest lady ever. You know what I'm saying? Because I come from a fresh family. You know what I'm saying? This side is fresher than the mud, brother. You know what I'm saying? Because he like 6 months old, but he's fresh than the motherfucker, too. His name Danger, because it's Danger when he into a motherfucking room. You know what I'm saying? Be like that. Hood Bound Hood Geeks, I am fresh. You know what I'm saying? DJ, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Westwood, this is how we get out. You know what I'm saying? We just in the streets right now. You know what I'm saying? We got to get into some topics, man. Well, my day so far, it's been cool. You know what I'm saying? I smoked a little weed. I ain't drank nothing today, though. I smoked a little weed today. I got into it with, like, three different bitches today. This is crazy. I'm like, what's wrong with girls today? It's crazy.
Wait.
I'm like, what the hell is going on?
What happened?
Man, the first one, right, she lost some money, right? And then I'm like, but see, you ever talk to a girl and then you mad at her for doing something, but then she get mad at you because you said something about her doing something? Like, whatever I said must have been too harsh.
I know exactly. So she's mad at the statement
I made instead of, like, now the whole situation is blown out of proportion because something I said and that she thought was completely wrong if I shouldn't have said that. Like,
let me clarify. So what happened was, right, so she lost some money.
Right.
You told her she lost some money, and she didn't like how you said that she lost the money. You lost money regardless. Is that basically what happened?
Basically what happened. I have no idea what you said. So,
No, I'm saying, though, she lost the money. You told her she lost the money in a certain way, and then she didn't like how you said that she lost the money, even though she lost the money, and it was her fault.
Yep, it was her fault. Now I'm the bad guy because, you know what I'm saying, I said some things that maybe I shouldn't have said it, you know, but it be like that sometimes.
What did you say? What did you say, nigga? What did you say?
It was something I'd rather not repeat. So, you know, I shouldn't have said it, you know, but now they mad at me. Then this other one, man, she said she loved me, and I was like, bitch, stop lying. And then she was like, well, I got to be a bitch. And you know what I'm saying? I started singing my new song and shit that I had wrote. You want to hear it? Like to hear it? And I ain't going to bust it for you right now, but I had wrote this new song and shit.
You like to hear it? Here
we go. I was going to do that. You heard me? It was going to get cracking, but you know what I'm saying? I didn't, you know, I didn't take it there, but I was about to. But you know what I'm saying? She had told me she loved me, and I was like, bitch, stop lying. And she was like, well, I got to be a bitch. And, you know, I'm lying. I'm like, you don't even know my real name. Like, how do you love me and you don't even know my name? And she was like, well, what's your name? When I told her my name was Aloysius. Aloysius Preston the Fourth. I'm like, that's why they call me Folk, because I'm the Fourth.
Just you know love a nickname, Aloysius the Fourth.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it'd be like, I'll be having fun, man. You know, it's fun. My antics be crazy, you know.
So that's two.
And then the third one, she was like, you only come around when I got money. She was like, yo, never be over here when I ain't got no money. But as soon as I tell you I got some money, we come over here.
But she knows that. Isn't that the one that told you that I don't have no money, so I know you're not trying to see me? She knows
so,
that.
You know, I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, you know, it'd be like that. So, you know, I was like, it's not even like that. You know what I'm saying? I like you as a person. You know what I'm saying? I like you. You know, but don't nobody want to believe me.
Nah, you don't.
Like,
you don't
like, oh, you a dog, and you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you a dog, and you know what I'm saying? You this and you that. And I'm like, man, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I am a nice person if you get to know me. You know what I'm saying? Ask anybody.
You not. Don't ask me.
You know what I'm saying? It be like that. So that's what my day's been so far. Then I picked up the homie. And then we was on this mission we on right now, you know. So you know, I said, how was your day? Well, you know, that's up about me. How was your day?
Shit, man. I ain't had no day. I went to fucking work. Shit. And not too long, got off. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And I'm right here. I ain't did shit. I ain't even smoked yet. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm about to do. You know what I'm saying? And chill or whatever. But fuck that. Don't worry about me, nigga, because I ain't got shit for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to fix my business. Y'all niggas ain't about to know who the fuck I am. I'm just letting y'all know that. Don't ask me shit because I ain't got shit to tell you. Shit. But yeah. I'm just saying, y'all, don't ask me shit. Don't ask me nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, man. So you know, Valentine's is coming up and all that, you know what I'm saying? Some people are going to be 4DB with it, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot of cupcaking and stuff. Not saying I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, though, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, what kind of functions people going to be going to? Y'all going to be paying them $100 for the clubs?
I am not doing that.
Wait.
I am not going to. Club,
so it's the club or what? What is it? Where's the functions at?
I'm sorry. What I missed for Valentine's Day? Ah, shit, man. Valentine's Day is always a killer, nigga. I don't know about that day, nigga. I'm gonna be in the mountains somewhere in my cave.
Because you can't have one, you might as well have none. You know what I'm saying? Because it's gonna be somebody's feelings gonna get hurt.
Yeah, man. So I mean, what's your plans, man? What's gonna be your plans for that round that time? You just gonna hide? They gonna be looking for you, though. They gonna look for you.
Nah, man. I ain't got no plans, man. Like I said, certain holidays, man. I just try to avoid, man. That's one of them, man. That was crucial. That's a crucial one right there. But I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. I can't say I'm gonna do shit. I don't know. I don't know. Like you say, Wesley, I'm trying to be more like you. I'm trying to be like the bad guy, man. Don't ask me shit. I don't know nothing.
Man. That's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't see me nowhere. You said you seen me. You didn't see me. I wasn't there. Shit. I was not there at all.
That nigga is dumb.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be a lot of money making on that day, though. You know what I'm saying? For clubs and all that shit. Man, I wish I had me a club, man.
But
turn
I mean,
out. Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, do people really go out to the club on Valentine's Day? You know, the only clubs that I see on Valentine's Day is the ones for, like, single people. They'll be like, fuck Valentine's Day. Like, the fuck Valentine's Day parties, and then those be a club and shit. Because usually if you've got a girl or something like that, then you all cuffed up with your girl or something on Valentine's Day. So you ain't out in the club doing that shit or whatever. So,
man,
that's just what I know.
I had went to this one spot before, though, man. And it was like, niggas dressed in pink, and I'm like, what the hell? Like, nah, man. Like, yeah. That's not popping. I can't do that. Yeah, it was dressed up in pink. Talking about it's Valentine's Day.
It don't
like,
matter.
So what?
Pink is not a man's color. I don't care who you are, and I'm going to go on saying it right now, as I always say. I don't care who you are, rapper, singer, famous, non-famous, blase, supporting breast cancer. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, pink is not a dude color. No dude should be wearing pink, ever. I said.
Yeah, that part.
That's my bad.
See, like this one dude told me, like, man, that's your inner man. I said, nah, nigga, that's your inner fag, nigga, because no nigga should be wearing pink. You know what I'm saying, like that. I mean, you know, I know older dudes wear whatever. I mean, I ain't even knocking the color or whatever, but it's not
still
for
older
me.
Fag. Nah, I'm knocking the color. It's still for older fag. I'm knocking the color. Fuck that.
like, what the fuck you doing wearing pink?
And motherfuckers go overboard with that shit. Even the old ass man, you see these old men in, like, pink suits with nigga, like, pink gaiters and shit like that, just really thinking they fly as fuck me. He just knows you a flamed up fag, my nigga. I'm sorry. Ain't nothing about that, nigga. No. And then, like, you know who pissed me off the worst, who made that shit hot, in my opinion, when I first started seeing that nigga, Cameron, years ago. Cameron, when he came out, that nigga we used to wear the fucking pink meat coat and shit or whatever. Then, like, nigga, get the fuck up out of here. Got all these niggas thinking pink is okay. It's not. My nigga, it's not. Nigga, no. It's not. It will never be.
It's not at all. I don't know what these niggas be thinking.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
Dumb.
But, you know, yeah, man. So we're going to get up into this first, you know, situation. You know, we want to know, you know, what people consider a function. You know, what's a function? Is it where everything is just perfect, or is it a little beef, or is it just, I mean, what's a function? Like, what's a good function? Yo, what's a good function, DJ, bitch? Like, what's a good function? You know what I'm saying? Were you having a good time or what? Well, what's a function?
A number one to me, man, a good function is just, I just don't want no stress, no drama, no beef. I don't want nobody fighting. I don't want, you know, that's what I don't want. That's a good function. If motherfuckers can make it home safely and the motherfuckers can be shot up or nothing like that, then I'm good. You know, that's number one to me. I like my safety because niggas can't function and turn up without, you know, having to keep an eye on niggas or this, that, or whoop, or, you know, always some shit going on or something like that. So, again, but also the next thing under safety to me is there has to be more bitches than niggas. People get this shit all fucked up all the time. A proper function has more women in it than it does men. Why? Because bitches fuck. Because bitches fuck with bitches. So you want more bitches. You know what I mean? Our niggas don't get this ratio proper, you know what I mean, right away. There should be at least 2 to 3 females per dude in any given function. That's my opinion.
I feel you. You know, like a function to me is like, you know what I'm saying, with the homies, friends, family, you know what I'm saying, all together. Ain't got to worry about, like you said, looking over your back, wondering what this nigga mad about. Everybody know who with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Just chill and cool. Well, I ain't got to take the pistol. You know what I mean? When I leave the pistol at home, it's a good fucking function. You know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't got to have it in my car, my truck, whatever. It's a good function. But when you got a second guess and be like, damn, should I take the pistol? It might not be the thing for you. You know what I'm saying? What's up with it? But yeah, though. You know, that's how it is, though. But what's up, Fresh?
Man, the fuck y'all doing?
You know what I mean? Nigga on the scraper, nigga. Nigga on the scraper. Nigga right here on the scraper. You don't know what the scraper is. Buick. It's a Buick. It's a Buick Regal, a Buick Century. It's a scraper.
Nigga, we own. You know what I'm saying? My definition of a function is smoking a lot of weed and turning up, pop a few Molly, dance with a couple bitches. You know what I'm saying? I don't even be caring because we don't take care of our face. We only take care of our face with each other. So, you know what I'm saying? If it's me, if it's me and it's like some of my homies there and you got a problem with one of us, like, we all going to fight. So, I don't really be tripping. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Because hood geeks, we in the streets, you heard?
We all in the streets. So.
You know what I'm saying? We coming to a garage near you. We just going to post up in niggas' garages and shit to use their power and shit. Just do our shows every Tuesday, niggas. So beware.
Yep.
Keep your garages locked.
Yeah, because we might be joking at show house.
Yep. Nigga, we already got our extension cords, nigga, and all that. Nigga, we gonna plug in, do what all we gotta do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
DJ, bitch, coming with the laptop, and we own.
Yep, nigga, up in your shit, nigga, in your cooler, drinking your shit, nigga,
using your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, nigga, how you love that?
Hey, we should start doing that though, man. If we got any people in LA or whatever out there, listeners or whatever that want us to turn up Tuesdays if they spots or something like that or whatever, we gotta know who you are. We got to check you out first. You know what I mean? We ain't just coming up to nobody's house
yeah.
and shit, depending on where you live. Niggas try to set niggas up and shit. But
yeah, because y'all want to be on the radio, so just ask, bitch. Yeah, that would be cool, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, if, you know, I really don't want to go to no niggas' garages, though. I'm just keeping it real.
No,
you know?
Call it the home invasion.
Of course not.
You know what I'm going to call it the home invasion.
You know what I'm saying? We come to your shit, do it free, you know, give you a shout out, you know what I'm saying? See if you really what you say you are, you know what I'm saying? You know, give you a, you know, number you from 1 to 10, you know, yep. Keep it real.
Some of the daggers beauties of the week, if y'all listening, hit up the Hood Geeks, we will come to your house.
Yeah, we will come to see you.
Yeah, why y'all hopping on daggers beauties of the week? What happened to the ratchets of the week? I thought I was getting a ratchet on that. Where the ratchets of the week?
We want everything from a ratchet to a motherfucking a office working bitch. I mean, not an office working bitch. You know what I'm saying? An office working woman. A woman.
A bitch.
Same thing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We just don't know your name individually.
Yeah. Be mad. Okay? Don't take it personal. This is only a test. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? We got anybody up in the callers or anything? What's up? Nope. Did y'all bitch?
I mean, there's a few people in, but they're just hanging out. They don't want to talk. They're just listening, man. So we just chilling out for right now.
Well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, good looking out. Hood Geeks in full effect. Bitch 187. Bitch. Yeah,
if you
do
want to call 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at the Hood Geeks. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, y'all. Oops. Dang it.
You know, Hood Geeks bang on radio. Yeah, I heard. Yeah, though, so, you know, DJ, once you get into, like, you know, two tracks for us, you know what I'm saying? We want to play that,
I understand what y'all. Y'all gonna have to keep talking for a minute so I can scroll all the way down to the Witty Gang shit because I'm mobile too, so I'm on my phone and I can't
okay,
be accurate
all
right,
well,
here right away.
Put
so I'm gonna get down
man.
To the Witty Gang.
Put this in with something, man. I want to get that ghetto culture on there. I know you got it on there somewhere, man.
I got it on here. I gotta look. Like I said, I gotta scroll, and it's a long scroll on this phone. Like, cause I got a lot of songs. So hold on. I don't know if I got. Like I said, I gotta load up the Hoodbound shit. Like I said, I got the Witty Gang shit, but the Hoodbound shit, I don't think I was able to load up. I think I got Bitch You Ain't Cute. I think that's the only one I got as far as y'all old other stuff right now. That's the only
what
one
about,
I got.
Let's see. What can we play at this Tuesday?
And I want to hear it in the lobby. You got it in the lobby?
Yeah, I told you I got all the Witty Gang shit loaded up.
Okay,
we're
playing
play
in the lobby. Play in the lobby and as we fucking.
All right, I'm getting there. I'm in the L's. Like I'm scrolling. Like I said, it takes a little while. I'm scrolling.
It's brought to you by, you know what I'm saying, Hood Geeks Entertainment. We will flip your car. You know what I'm saying? If you need your interior done, you need some radio hookups.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You need hydraulics. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. Just get at us. You know what I'm saying? We got little homies for everything. You know what I'm saying? If you need your business burnt down, you know what I'm saying? We got you. You know what I'm saying? We got some niggas to do just for the insurance money. Yeah, we got you. You know what I'm saying? So whatever niggas need, get at us.
If you need your car stolen, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Hood Geeks will take your car for nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? We'll make sure it's gone and it won't come back. You know what I'm saying? If anybody got some rims out there for sale, some cell phones, yep. You know what I'm saying? Holler back at us. And we're trying to get all that.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying? Radios, music, you know what I'm saying? Beats, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever
all that shit, nigga.
Whatever niggas don't want. All right, man. We ain't going all right.
Thanks for that service announcement from the Hood Geeks. Yeah, and we're going to get into this. The Lobby, brand new off the belt in the crowd. Mixtape coming real soon. We still need to finish this shit, y'all. Keep talking, man. Y'all made me mad. Keep playing these songs and that whole fucking album.
They play the song, nigga.
This our show, nigga. This our show, Hood Geeks.
Shut the fuck up. Here we go.
Uh-oh,
be right back.
Yeah. Hood bound.
Let's get it.
Fuck the club, we get turned up in the lobby. Be the party, I put the ratchets in the form. But these pussy niggas keep looking at me on the salt. But these about niggas is known for getting the poppin'. If you need that custom pills or some mollies, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom pills or some mollies, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby.
Block monster, Chevy with the doze up. Told little mama, took that burner by that good stuff. No chaser, was thrown to the face. If she wouldn't ride a Mackie, don't she gut her with a pretty face. We in the lobby, life for the party, camouflage like a toddy. Fuck a bad bitch, I want a full-blown hottie. It's down the fuck, off of Hennessy and Molly. I turn it up on a varmint, hating on my pills and they ain't nigga poppin'. I see this bitch faces on niggas that done copped her. Pussy niggas is hatin', they certified varmint. My hustle harlot, shot fire with no accomplice. In the lobby, turf up a fifth, Molly some ganja. Rats be miles of other rats, niggas is varmint. Plotting no thirsty jack, they become moving targets. Target,
club, we get turned up in the lobby. Be the party, I put the ratchets in the form. But these pussy niggas keep looking at me on the salt. But these about niggas is known for gettin' poppin'. If you need that cushion, some pills or some mollies, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom pills or some mollies, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'.
Aw oh, shit, here we go again, 40B in party mode. We do more than, it's with it, gang. We looking for the girls that's with it. 80 proof, popping molly, smoking blood, sniffing lines, the life of the party. Now are you fucking everybody? Look at what the drugs do, get the bitch to spill her guts. One of me to smack a booty, rest of y'all can't even touch. Let me see you back it up, pick it up, drop it down. Left, right, left, right. She on the wall, upside down, look at her, she does it all. Hunky dumpy ass, but I'm laughing at the bitch fall. Last call for alcohol,
I'm feeling so sorry.
These bitches wanna drink,
you can find us in the lobby.
You niggas need to turn down, fuck that, we want it all. West side with it, gang, if you ain't with it, fuck y'all.
The club, we get turned up in the lobby. We the party up with the ratchets in the form. Pussy niggas keep looking at me on the salt. But these about niggas is known for getting poppin'. If you need that custom pills or some mollies, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom pills or some mollies, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting poppin'.
You can find us in the lobby.
Beyond that motherfucking Chevy with that all chrome thing out. So if a nigga blink long, I'm dumping till the thing out. When niggas better think, for vibe on the heat. I'll probably fuck you blink, leave you slumped in the seat. Molly, 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 you can find us in the lobby. I got these bitches and they on. We turn weed to party. Kush burning, so rock straight to the dome. I'm heated heavy. Two bitches and I'm on, I'm in the back. Two-stepping with the chrome and all black. I make it crack and I'm gone. Smash from all angles, whole female fleet. Turn it up on you niggas, from the lobbies to the streets. I'm known for going on, I'm known for packing heat. This Molly got me geek, you pussy niggas is sweet. Shaking ratchets in the varmints, you the hardest niggas out. With the gang, nigga, what the fuck you talking about?
The club, we get turned up in the lobby. The party, I put the ratchets in the varmints. What these niggas keep looking at me, I'm assaulted. But these about niggas is known for getting a pop. If you need that push, some bills or some mollies. You can find us in the lobby. Hoodbound niggas is known for getting the pop.
Yeah.
You can find us in the lobby. If you need that custom bills or some mollies. You can find us in the lobby. Hoodbound niggas is known for getting the pop. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. You can find us in the lobby. Hoodbound niggas is known for getting the pop.
Fuck the club, we in the lobby where the party at. Six bad bitches, four blunts in the rider mat. See me and I'm probably strapped on the way. Turned up, talking to a red bone. Feeling all on her butt, you be like,
damn, bro, living in the club.
No, I be like, yeah, bro, I'm trying to fuck her friend now. I'm just seeing what it is, what was popping. I gave them both pills, now both the bitches topless.
It's progress,
the power of persuasion. It's only temporary till we meet our destination. It's a rock, no chasing, the invasion had to happen.
It's been all night,
now it's time to get it cracking. Ride a Mackin' at his finest, your highness to the hoes. On her neck a tatted foe. For sure though, I'm banging trip mode. My code of conduct, hoodbound.
Fuck the club, we get turned up in the lobby. Be the party, I put the ratchets in the form. These pussy niggas keep looking at me on the sauce. But these hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. If you need that custom bills or some mollies, you can find us in the lobby. These hoodbound niggas is known for getting the poppin'. You can find us in the lobby.
Yo,
yo,
there they go. I'm like, yeah, y'all.
Y'all might just go ahead. I'm trying to get the music situated. So y'all might want to do something real quick or whatever while I try to figure out what's going on my end.
All right, well, what you playing?
But again, y'all, like I said, this is Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what you may hear. So, again, y'all know what's up. And this is the get down. You know what it be like, though. It be like that sometimes. What are y'all doing?
Nigga, we jacking up your car, taking your rims, nigga. You about to sell these on eBay.
Don't nobody want nothing off my station wagon, man.
Yeah, I'll take that shit and bust out of it.
Say drive-by who?
Yeah, that's all that is. Man, what's going on with the technical difficulty? See, if it was Wednesday or something, it would be no technical difficulty. I'm starting to wonder. You know what I'm saying?
Don't try to do
I
that.
I don't know if I hate her or something.
Wow.
Hey, I don't know.
That's you getting me, Wes, of all people? Me? A hater?
Man, I don't know, man. You've been messing up our shows lately. I'm just trying to see what's going on. You didn't want to come to your house, you know what I'm saying? You want to be late because you up in some shit that you're supposed to be in at that time. But I ain't the one to gossip, you know.
You ain't hurt that
nah,
me.
I wasn't doing it. Nah, I wasn't doing anything. That's why I didn't want to gossip, because I wasn't doing shit. Number one.
Yeah, let you tell it. Yeah, you was at the store buying some candy.
Yeah, yeah, I was.
Some licorice. Buying licorice.
That's my new
favorite.
Black licorice.
Nigga.
Bastards.
I said
it was by black licorice. Only niggas that know about black licorice. Oh, I see. Oh, that's what y'all doing. Y'all over there smoking. That's when you can start acting like they don't want to talk right now. So hold on.
I'm going to say because I was rolling up weed. That's why I wasn't saying nothing. Because I was using
it ain't
my weed-rolling
capability. It ain't no weed gang shit right here. But like I said, my nigga Big Daddy right here, this is some West Coast shit. So I'm going to let this shit ride for right now so y'all can finish smoking. And then, like I said,
hey,
this shit just
rocked. We already on. You know what I'm saying? It's too late.
Oh, well, then fuck it. Well, then all right. Well, fine.
It's so good. I thought you said you canceled it already.
DJ, big nuts on your chin. We got some new big doty for that motherfucking ass. Bitch, bend over. Let me get up in it. Doggy style. 187.4.
My heat go crazy. West Coast slaps, let's get to the clap. It's like that. Got my ears to the street. We just get to the bookie to the cash. My heat go crazy. Toast slaps, but to get to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the street. We just catch the boogie to the gasoline.
Yeah, it's the big homie. Big Brody from the car, keep it G, homie. Everywhere I roll through, so blue like corduroy house shoes. In the booth, drop beat rocks. Y'all already know the beat knocks. Beating down street blocks, any beef in the air, and we pop. And I let a nigga have it. Money over bullshit, all about my cabbage. Yeah, I'm living lavish. West Coast beats, I'm a savage. Bang, only classics I'm putting out. And a big dick I'm putting in your bitch's mouth. Getting it like too short. In this rap game, nigga,
my
it's my sport.
West Coast slaps, but to get to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the streets. We just catch the boogie to the gas. My heat go click. West Coast slaps, but to get to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the streets. We just catch the boogie to the gas.
My heat go click, clack, 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 clack like Mitchie Slick. I'm from Cali, so I'm picky with the sticky shit.
Man,
hope it ain't about no dollars, you can miss me, bitch. They see me doing my thing, now them haters throwing hissy fits. Oh, you don't smoke? Oh, it ain't your thing. Why they smoking me high when I do my gangster lean? Do my gangster boogie, West Red, same old hoodie. Been doing this for years, see, I ain't no rookie. I'm from a whole nother planet called Oxtina. Certified slapper, get pulled over when the cops see ya. Ink life, tatted up, in my Adidas. Everybody trying to get rich off my ideas. Shit, this long long as my gang eats. Keep my ear to the street, they know my beats ain't cheap. Up on Main Street, hollering at your main suite. You wanna hate, please, don't hate me.
West Coast slaps, but to get to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the street. We just catch the boogie to the catch. My heat go click, clap. West Coast slaps, but to get to the clap, it's like that. Got my ears to the street.
I'm a certified hustler. I get my paper like ooh wee. This real life, no gangster movie. Keep the 40 on me, but no need for the clicking and clacking. Boosted Corleone, stay active. Smash me on the block on the passenger side. Ain't gon' lie, bitch is still ready to ride. She wanna fuck with the low, suck on the low. Huckleberry Slim, get it in, then I'm gone. So what you gon' do with it? Nader, Nada, probably get a new fitted. I see you want some new shit, but who you kidding? Nate pimping, North stacking, some motherfucker you spitting. Try 6-5 on the grind all the time.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. Alright, so put the kids to bed. With the boys, with that being said, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
From the jump when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chillin', so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, was popping with that ass. Passion of a poet, I want it, so drop it. I'm smashing and she knowin' I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking, yeah I'm strapped up. Light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friend, she can get it too. Weed is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
Cracking with your girl, looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling, can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night, dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games, smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong, it's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it, and I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy, cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep, you hear a lot of noise. Cause you can't speak, bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter, want me up in it. Then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it at her, but I like to pull hair slap at the titty grab. Got a trophy cause she deep throws.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do, you can't hang, gotta go.
What I do,
let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass, I still see your thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you wanna tangle. The way you poppin' is ridiculous. The faces exchange, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or he'll walk the house parties. We post a girl, you and the homies, anger ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or nut while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Mops, a penny dropper, right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Right at Mackin', baby, it's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave a nigga some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shed and begin to blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
If we fucking,
hell yeah we fucking.
If we fucking,
hell yeah we fucking.
If we fucking,
hell yeah we fucking.
Hell yeah, we fuckin'.
Feels so good, I put that on the hood. Feels so good, and I put that on the
hood. Hood bound.
Hood gates, we in this biatch.
Is we on?
Yeah, y'all.
Okay, for sure. You know, I didn't see the on-air sign, so I couldn't tell. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. I better do something to this studio.
You know what I'm saying? What's going on?
Now listen to Martin Lawrence studio or something.
You know what I'm saying? Talking about WhatsApp. Yeah, man, Hood Bound Hood Gigs back at it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, right there. I missed it. Yeah, I am fresh the best with it. There it is. Boom. And now it's time for that segment. Look,
this is what happens. This is what happens when you smoke weed.
You know what I'm saying?
Either side of the relationship, because he doesn't like it, and
it just makes you look stupid. So please stop clinging. This goes out to the stage 4 clingers, the stage 5 clingers,
even the 4.5.
You know, it's the 4.5 almost to number 5. A stage 5 clinger, she will call you nonstop. Like, she will call you and text you, like, in 1 hour you have 30 missed calls. In 1 hour. That is a stage 5 clinger. Fellas, please beware. Like, dudes can be clingers too, though. Don't get it twisted. They could be. But I'm just letting my niggas know, look, they out there, bro. And they get you. So be aware. You know what I'm saying? So to sum it up and to wrap it up, stage 5 clingers, that's that shit I don't like. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Number 2. Oh, I know you can relate to this. Oh, don't you hate it when you're fucking with a bitch and she got a gang of kids, right? But it's a gang of little kids and they be hollering and shit and running around. They just want to sock one of them in their throat or something. But you don't, you know what I'm saying? Because they little kids, but still, like, you know what I'm saying? They be hollering and screaming. You be like, ah, this bitch, like, be quiet. Like, ah. You know what I mean? I know you can relate to that.
Oh man, I'll be up here. Fuck that.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotta stop that. But I do it on the low. You gotta think.
Or mine is the clothesline. You know what I'm saying? When they run it, or they trying to run up on you, sitting on the couch or something, and they were like, ah, she's trying to run up on you, and you just stick your forearm out, and then they run into it, like, pow! Like, you know what I'm saying? They drop, and they get to, and then they do that delayed cry, like,
nah, nigga, I do that. Nigga, I sock the motherfucking kid, nigga. You gotta knock the wind out of the kid once, nigga. Like what was that movie? When Robert Downey gut checked that little kid, nigga. That's what I be doing, nigga. Fuck that. You get a little quick swoop. Nobody's around. You're like, nigga, don't say
like, nigga, don't.
You gonna say something?
You don't say nothing.
Stupid, man. For sure. So hollering ass kids. Ladies, that's shit I don't like. You know what I'm saying? Boom. You know what I'm saying? Number 3 on the that's that shit I don't like list. You know what I'm saying? with niggas be acting like they bought it, but only put $7 in their tank. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm not balling. I'm questioning the motherfucker every motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying? I'm not balling. You know what I'm saying? But with niggas trying to be like they balling, they got big chains and, you know what I'm saying, jumping out of something super dope fresh, you know what I'm saying? And you only putting $7 in your tank. Like, that's...
Like, nigga, why'd you fill
that
bush?
You
used to be
fast, nigga.
You a baller? Why'd you
fill
it up your tank, nigga?
Well,
you throw that up.
Exactly. You're a baller, right? You're balling. Sound like some sports in it, right? You're supposed to be balling, right? That's the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You only put $7 in the tank.
Yeah. This nigga came up in the gas station, and I'm putting $15 in my shit. This nigga come on the Escalade. This nigga put $7 in a brand new one, bitch, with no plate. $7 in that bitch.
You just went to his mama's house.
It wasn't his car. It's not his car. It wasn't his car.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's that shit we don't like.
You know what I'm saying? So niggas that be front like they balling this shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We have this to say to you. That's that shit I don't like. You know what I'm saying? Boom. You know what I'm saying? And that concludes another segment of That's That Shit I Don't Like. You know what I'm saying? By the Hood Geeks. You know what I'm saying? This is dope. You know what I'm saying? We got different, you know what I'm saying, this shit to get on in. You know what I mean? Same of it, but some more of it. Can you dig it? Okay, so now what is this? She can get it?
She can get it.
You know what I'm saying? Who in the game you think is worthy of this list? Like, not everybody gets put on this list, you know what I'm saying? But today, we have some very special people who are on this list, you know what I'm saying?
She can get it.
You know what I'm saying? She can get it. And usually I start from number 1 and I go down, but this time I'm going to start from the top and go down. So
Number six.
That's what number one six is. Hold on, wait, my nigga. Hold on, wait.
Usually I start from the top and go to the bottom from one to five. So I'm going to start from one and go to the top.
No.
That's what you said.
It is?
Nigga. Yeah,
that
means
this.
So you start from
number
five and work your way.
No, I'm going to start from number six. We don't do shit orthodox over here. We start from number six. It's the top six.
What the fuck? Niggas not thinking no shit. Whatever, nigga.
Just say the name. Fuck the order, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Number six, you know what I'm saying, on the She Can Get It list is Jordan Sparks.
Yeah, buddy.
Jordan Sparks can get it.
Wait, who?
Does anybody know who Jordan Sparks is? You know who Jordan Sparks is?
I don't know who Jordan Sparks is.
She was on American Idol. She's famous from American Idol.
Light skinned bitch.
American Idol.
Have you seen Sparkle? The movie Sparkle?
Fuck Sparkle. It's not one of the movies I wanted to see on the list.
Yeah, well, she was in the movie Sparkle.
Let me see what she looks like.
Yeah, you're going to see. Light-skinned.
Yeah, light-skinned because she's good. Jordan Sparks is one of those, she can get it. You know what I'm saying? She can get it, and I will give it to her. So, you know,
She is light-skinned. One of her parents is white.
One of her parents.
Okay, she a half-breed.
Yeah, she bad, though. She did. I'll give it to her. All right. So Jordan Sparks, she can get it. So we have, you know what I'm saying, next on the list at number five, Christina Milian.
Yeah, she can get it.
See now. You know what I'm saying? This nigga Nick Cannon is a fool. He left that to go fuck with Mariah.
I'll fuck with Mariah.
Girl.
Mariah better than
Christina Milian. Yeah. Have you seen Christina Milian lately?
Nah, nigga, fuck that.
I feel you. That's the only thing she ever did wrong in life. She's pounding that. She got twins out of her, and then she was carrying little cannons. That's what I'm hate on. If anything, I'm going to hate that. That's number five on the list. Christina Milian. Number four on the list, Shanae Nathan. Yeah, I heard that one in a while. Yeah, you know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Love and Basketball.
Okay.
She's the best man recently. She played the pregnant broad in The Best Man recently.
Yeah, she like Tom Williams, man.
Oh, no.
She didn't like that.
She didn't get it.
Regardless of what she looks like, she can get it.
Exactly. Excuse me, wait. I'm taking a small chronic break.
Oh, shit. Yeah, take that shit, man.
That's the bullshit from my.
Yeah, I'm saying that was number four.
Man, let me see.
So number three.
Number three. Okay, number three. All right, nigga, you sure it's number three?
I mean,
it's Keisha Knight. You know, Rudy Huxtable.
Rudy Huxtable.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy.
Rudy.
Ever since she was in that Tyler Perry movie,
when she was in the Cheeky video.
You remember when she was in the Chingy video?
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah, like, oh, and she had like a little short shit out.
Right, and she was on that show, I think it was, what was that, that Tyler Perry show too.
One of them.
Yeah, one of them, not the Browns. What was the other one called?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that other one, that she was on that. You know, she was that nigga.
Grown up, Rudy can get it.
Rudy can get it.
I'm with you on that one.
Rudy, man.
Rudy can get it.
Yeah, she got that. Let me call her, matter of fact. Hold on, y'all. Fuck, about to talk to Rudy and shit.
This nigga finna call Rudy and shit. I'm gonna go ahead on it. You know what I'm saying? Jump back on the mic and, while he over there talking, hollering at Rudy and shit.
Rudy, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Rudy.
You know what I'm saying? Number two.
Number two.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and say Rihanna. Rihanna can get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like it.
She'll get it.
She can get it.
Like, I will give it to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, here, she got my whole check. And she don't even need it.
Yeah.
She don't even need it. But she can have it. She can have it. If she asks me for it, I'll give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Rihanna. Boom, number two. And number one on today's She Can Get It list is Zoe Saldana. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know who that is, right? Colombiana.
Well, who is that? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Her.
Avatar. You know what I'm saying? She played in the gang of other shit too. Nigga. I don't know.
She's cute. I give you that. I don't know. I mean, I understand that.
See, we're going to do a fifth one. And if you notice today, it was all skinny little bitches and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're going to do a fifth one. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know what I'm saying? This was our, like, you know what I'm saying, pretty black bitch stage. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of it, if you look at the list, they all fall under like, the same, like, characteristics.
Next week, we're doing big bitches.
We're not going to discriminate. This was an equal opportunity show.
Big bitches that can get it.
Anybody can get it.
Next week, we're doing big bitches. Yep, big bitches that can get it.
You know what I'm saying?
It's how we get out. You know what I'm saying? But Zoe Saldana is number one on our list. Today, you know what I'm saying, Colombiana, when she was, like, swimming across that one little thing, and she was, like, stretching and doing her little butt pokes out and shit, man. She can get it. You know what I'm saying? However, whoever can say whatever about what, but Zoe Saldana is number one on my list today, and she can get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Hey, can you bump that? Is it cracking? You know, it's time for the sports segment.
Like niggas don't fuck with Lisa Boulet got some music.
I warned y'all niggas I was in the boonies before the show started. Yeah, buddy, so, you know, it's the road to the Super Bowl and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And at the NFC, you know, Yeah, you know about them, huh? I know, man. You know, they keep telling me this and that, but, you know, I know. You know, so I was trying to tell niggas before, you know what I'm saying? But they wasn't even listening, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got the San Francisco. I don't like to say the other name, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to say San Francisco. I'm only saying San Francisco because y'all from Cali. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Got the mighty motherfucking Seahawks, you know what I'm saying? Niggas sitting on their ass, but I ain't saying nothing, you know what I'm saying? I ain't bragging, I ain't saying nothing, you know what I'm saying? NMC, what it do? You know what I'm saying? Then at the AFC, you know what I'm saying? It's a battle of the... Them dudes is bad. You know what I'm saying? It's about them. You know, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, Mr. 3 seconds. Man, it's going down, man. I'm scared for them myself. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to go down. You know what I'm saying? And whoever went out of Tom Brady and, you know what I'm saying, Peyton Manning will face the mighty sea motherfucking Hawks. That's what I'm saying. They know who it is, you know. I'm just saying. And J-Rock, if you listening, fuck you. And San Francisco 49ers, J-Rock. Fuck you, nigga. Seahawks, nigga, what, nigga? Okay.
But it's always amazing on a sports thing. Like, you ever see these Facebook?
Yeah, you see how they be on a bandwagon or some shit? I'm like the only Seahawks fan in California. You feel me? Like, these niggas just haters. These niggas just jump on. I know this one nigga. This nigga was in the K, man. I mean, seriously, a real serious story. This nigga was in the K one day. This nigga had cowboy everything, dog. He's like, yeah, man, I'm dying for a cowboy. You don't go to the road. Okay, for sure. Like, nigga, I'm going to fuck, man. I'm the Seahawks. You know what I'm saying? This nigga come back. Nigga, 3 days later, you know what I'm saying? After the game was shit, after San Francisco won the game. This nigga's like, yeah, I'm going to go from Frisco, man. I'm going to be down in Frisco. I'm like, hey, what, you just a cowboy fan? I'm like, see, that's that shit. That's that bullshit. I said, Rock. I said, this is the type of niggas you got on your slide and shit. He's like, man, that nigga ain't no Frisco fan. I said, that nigga ain't no fan, nigga. That nigga said, he cowboyed up and down. And talking about he going for Frisco. Like, nigga, you better not let people hear you say that. Like, you'll get your ass whooped for shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, that shit for real, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that. He talking about, oh, I'm going for Frisco. What cowboy fan going to go for Frisco? Cowboys don't give a fuck about nobody, nigga. If they ain't in it, why should they care? You know what I mean? Niggas be on the bad. Yeah, it's a lot of bad way. That's what I'm saying. Y'all seen the Hawk before anything, you know what I'm saying? I had the Hawk already, you know what I'm saying? The Hawk was there last year and the year before that. Already had the Hawk on my Facebook. Check it out. Drew Ryachok, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you ain't going to see my face. You're going to see a Hawk. A Seahawk. And I've been doing that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But let me start talking about the Seahawks, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah, man.
Our guys, man.
I'm sorry to say that the Lakers are resting in peace now. You know, I love y'all to death, but, you know, it's just time to just, I don't know. Look, man.
This nigga changed. Fire this nigga, man.
Man, they need to make some trades, and they need to fire the fucking coach, man. We need fucking Phil Jackson, and we need somebody that's going to play, man. These niggas... Man, we only got, you know, only 8 players practiced yesterday. 8 fucking players. Now you have 15.
Everybody's
that's
injured.
What I'm
saying. Everybody's on the
yeah,
injured.
But that shit ain't. That's,
I mean, the whole starting 5 is pretty much injured, except for like, well, I think Powell like sick or some shit.
Powell's a bitch. That's what he is. Powell's a straight bitch, nigga. He always all of a sudden.
And then like our 6, 7, and 8 dudes is hurt too. Like, you know what I'm saying, far more hurt. Only got out there Swaggy P.
That's what I'm saying, Swaggy P. Good looking out for representing. You know, it's hard to be a Lakers fan right now, but, you know, we stick through it, you know what I'm saying? We don't give a fuck, man. We waiting for Kobe.
Nigga,
there's
a Lakers
game
on right now.
Nigga, I'm not watching that bullshit, man. Why would you do that?
It's cold.
Do you know
nigga,
what's going on?
Nigga, we rock too, nigga.
Nah, man. You don't watch that, man. It's man,
you don't let them
play, man. That's all they gonna do is play. You don't watch them. It's gonna upset you.
You gonna be mad.
Yeah.
I'll be having fucked up day.
I wanna say this right now.
Fuck the motherfucking Clippers. You know what I'm saying? This is what I want to say, and I want to get off my chest. Matter of fact, where my phone at? Look, I got this picture, right?
And they say the Los Angeles champions, nigga. You know what I'm saying? The Los Angeles motherfucking champions. And who is the motherfucking champs that have won
the
championship in the past, like, nigga, since 2000? You know what I'm saying? That's what, 14, 13 years, right? 2000. Boom. Wait, where this shit at? Right here.
That's the bandwagon niggas just try to jump on.
Check it out. Dodgers, nigga. World Series champions. Lakers, nigga. NBA champions. Sparks, nigga. WNBA champions, nigga.
The LA Galaxy
is motherfucking champions. Nigga, the Stanley Cup champions. The LA Kings. Clippers. Man, not one. Thing.
No champion.
Nigga,
not one.
No, nothing. They need to move to Anaheim. That's what they need to do with the Angels and the Mighty Ducks. It's gonna be the Clippers, Angels, and Mighty Ducks. They need to move. Just go ahead on and move to Anaheim. You know what I'm saying?
You
fuck
know,
them. Get out of our motherfucking city, bitch ass niggas.
Fuck the Clippers. Yeah, fuck the Clippers. I've been saying fuck y'all. Fuck all y'all if y'all ain't fucking Lakers, you know what I'm saying? And if you Clipper fans, you know what I'm saying, want to think y'all did something, I'm a clap for y'all because that's good for y'all. Y'all beat the fucking third string. I'm really surprised.
The third string,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we niggas ain't tripping. Nigga, when we didn't have Kobe the first time, we got off in that ass.
Y'all couldn't beat the second string, though.
Yeah.
Beat the third string. Nothing.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that's cool.
They still lost in the opening game. So, I mean, the series is technically even.
I mean, niggas ain't even tripping, man. Like, whatever happened this season is going to happen. But I know next season it's going to be pop locking, though. You know, we about to get something. Something about to go. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Something got to give.
Coach Check ain't having that.
Yeah, Coach Check going to be playing that shit, man. That's a whole ass white boy right there, man. He got the job done. He's about his business. He like, man, I need them names. But I think, you know, me, myself, you need to let Nash go about his way. You got to let him
Nash?
Go.
Nash?
Yeah. You got to let him go, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to trade Powell before the deadline so you can get that shit off your books and get two other players. Some.
Y'all see what the Bulls did? The Bulls dumped Dang for nothing. Nigga bulls up, dang, everybody, and then waved that nigga. We got cap space. We trying to get somebody. You know what I'm saying?
If we can get off Powell, because that's, he got like a $23 million something right now. If we can get that off and get some players that's worth like maybe like $6-7 million.
Who do you think they're going to get, though?
Tyson Chandler coming to the motherfucking Lakers. I was cool with that. Like, yeah,
you like
beat
Tyson?
Up. Yeah.
You like Chandler?
Yeah, Tyson Chandler. Yeah.
Dude, all he do is get boards and defense, nigga. He ain't going to get you 20 points, but he going to get you 15 boards and like 6 blocks.
He going to do Dwight.
You know what I'm saying?
But he going to make his free throws. You feel me? He going to do the same shit. He going to do the same shit, but make his free throws. And that's what we need.
He's his points on putback.
Yeah, he gonna be over the rim, nigga. Anything pop off, nigga. Like, whoever over there gonna get it straight up. You know what I'm saying? That's a good look. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like we got a lot of guards and shit. Like, man, we gonna have to just cut down. Like I said, Nash, he should go. Like, they need to trade Powell. They need to. I don't know about everybody else though. You know what I'm saying? As long as they keep Swaggy P and Farmore. You know what I'm saying, Blake? You know what I'm saying? And X.
Yep, and Johnson.
Yep.
Once them niggas get, like, cause those are young niggas that's healthy and is running.
Yeah, they doing that. Wesley Johnson.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody else is, like, dead weight. Niggas,
yeah, might as well. I mean, Kamen, he's doing this thing, but we ain't going to really, we need some young shit. We need some nigga that's going to push. Sacker need to play a little bit more, too, man. That's what we really need to play some more, man. He, like, having a future. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know,
he just scared. He got a little bit of skill.
I mean, he young, though. Y'all understand.
Hey,
y'all understand this nigga's like 25 years old, though.
Like, that's a young dude. Like, man, he might look, man, that nigga 25, man. Man, he coming from some shit out of wherever, Mongo or something. I don't know. Somewhere. Well, he come from somewhere, man. That nigga like 25, man. That nigga 7 feet, though. That's the cold part, like.
He's got to use him.
He don't, I mean, nigga, I mean, you know, he going to get his shit right. You know, say he work with Kareem and shit, do his thing. You know, they going to get him right. But right now, man, we need to get rid of Pau Gasol, man.
I like him.
With the Braves,
is that his name?
Oh, from where?
On the Lakers.
Oh, Jordan Hill. Jordan Hill, yeah, he be balling.
Yeah.
But he's not going to get to a championship. Yeah, he be decent.
Well, no,
he need to be a forward, though.
But who's gonna get a championship? That's my question. Who do we get? We free up the cap space, get rid of Pau. Kobe comes back for one more season. To run with Kobe, that can actually get a chance.
Nigga, we need some role players, man.
I mean,
no,
I don't know.
Anybody can come and fill in that spot. You know what I'm saying? And we're not gonna win a championship with D'Antoni. So as long as we got D'Antoni through the whole season, nigga, we not going. Like we not gonna go to the conference finals, nigga. We just not going. Not with D'Antoni. Not with his offense. You know what I'm saying? That was better off with Mike Brown. You know what I'm saying? This nigga D'Antoni is not gonna do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not at all. Like what fucking series has he won? Like, he won a series with when he had Nash and fucking Stoudemire. Like, you know what I'm saying? A series. And then what happened? He saw the fucking Spurs in the next round. Spurs put them niggas out. You know what I'm saying? The next time they got through, fucking who put them out the next time? For Dallas. Then Dallas put their ass out. Like, you know what I'm saying? He is not going to the conference finals. He's never been. D'Antoni is not that type of coach. He's a running gun offense. He's cool for like regular season, you know what I'm saying, to get oohs and ahs from the crowd. Nash throwing lobs to motherfuckers, but like that offense is not finna. The only running good offense that ever won championships, nigga, was Pat Riley and motherfucking Showtime, nigga. Other than that, no, because they play defense, nigga. No other running gun offense has won a championship. Not one. Not nigga, name one. Who had running gun offense? Nobody. I'll wait.
You can't.
I hear crickets.
You can't win a championship.
Exactly.
You can't win a championship like that. And then you look at it. And then look at it. It's crazy because Lakers fans, true Lakers fans that watch Lakers games, that watch Lakers games, that watch Lakers games.
You see the times of,
you see what the Lakers are. You see what the Lakers are.
He's locked down.
So,
Like, you know what I'm saying? The Clippers right now got snipers on their team. Like, nigga, it's Chris Paul, fucking Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, and a gang of snipers, nigga. Everybody else is snipers. Fucking
and that pissed me off.
Nigga,
Dudley,
fucking, everybody's hitting threes. They whole life.
You saw that one, right? Niggas in the fucking game and Steve game, and then
Game over. Yeah, so I don't want to talk about the Lakers no more. That sums up the Laker part of the fucking segment. Let's talk about these Dodgers, though.
Yeah. So y'all know.
Well,
it's my show, homie. Like, back up off me, okay?
I'm just wondering. I'm with you.
Yeah, can he clear his throat and shit? Can I clear my throat? Is that okay with you? You know what I'm saying? You the vocals up? I had to clear my throat. You know what I'm saying? I'm smoking.
I'm smoking.
Clear my throat. Yeah, so, you know, Dodger outfielder played, you know what I'm saying, this fool, you know, he gets caught driving. One time he got caught driving like 110 in his Ferrari and shit, you know what I'm saying, 65, you know what I'm saying, mile per hour lane, okay. So this other time he on the freeway, he's doing 110 in the Benz, like, bitch, what? He get pulled over.
See, he's a smart nigga, or whatever he is. He's something like a nigga, though, you know. But he never like a nigga. I'm just going to say that. But he's something like a nigga. That nigga got smart. He's like, fuck that. I ain't going to drive no more. I'm going to rent me a motherfucking, I'm going to tell my cousin to the fucking drive me from now on. Yeah,
I mean, I would always have a job.
My own shit too, though. Sometimes, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't the type of dude. I don't like being chauffeured like that because then I feel like I'm getting set up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the back. You know what I'm saying? For real, though. Like, seriously, like, I'm in the back. Like, nigga, I watch a gang of shows and movies and shit, so that should be like getting to me. Like I can't get off the car and shit. These niggas bring up a metal plate to just cover up me and the driver because I'm about to try to fire at the driver and shit. And the driver, I can't get to him because the metal plate up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that just start happening to me. You know what I'm saying? It only happens to me because that's my life. You know what I'm saying? That's my life. That's the shit. You know what I'm saying? I just shake my head like, damn. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit I don't think I'm going to go through. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather just get, you know, some shit and control myself, even though I know they're going to try to control me anyway. You can't do shit out here. You can't get no tent. You can't fucking do this to your car. You can't have these type of lights. You can't fucking have this. You can't have fucking that. But they want you to pay this, and they want you to pay that. Los Angeles, California, fuck you. Shit. You're always taking money from niggas and shit, nigga. $65. No, it ain't even $65 no more. It's $75 now for a fucking street cleaning ticket.
Oh, shit.
Like,
ooh,
what the fuck?
Ooh.
And we ain't got no money in California? Man, the California bear must be eating up a gang of shit. I'm telling you. God damn. Like, niggas ain't getting no break. They want to talk about they going to give $15 an hour to fucking hotel workers. Ain't that a bitch? What about giving it to me? The fuck is that about? That's some bullshit. Oh, you're only looking out for them? Because they're fucking boothos.
The Mexicans mean,
yeah, I'm going to intervene and say that Hoodbound is in no shape, form, or fashion, you know what I'm saying, racist or, you know what I'm saying, discriminate against anyone. Anything
like
said
Mexican
on the show.
Like, don't say it on me. I don't like
Mexican.
I say it on
anything that's said on the show cannot be held against us. So please don't send letters in and
I do not like Mexican.
Boycott, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't give a fuck about
you. I do not like Mexicans as a whole.
Fuck that. Hood geeks, nigga. Say what the fuck you want to say. Y'all know what y'all want to say. Y'all be calling us niggas. What's the fucking
difference?
How you gonna fucking get mad if I call you a boot or a beaner? Motherfucker. Give a fuck, nigga. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, so
shit. Hood geek, nigga. Hey, DJ, oh, you know, drop that shit. Play us some shit.
Alright, I got y'all.
Hood geeks, hood bound, fade them all. Nigga, West with it, nigga. West is with it.
He is with it, though. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like that.
Man, I'm trying to get you. This shit is funny as fuck. Y'all crazy.
They be calling us mayates and shit. I don't like that shit.
Hey, man, we don't need no music.
Like,
I'm driving, one of their cousins is trying to sell me flowers, peanuts, oranges, or a pillow. You know what I'm saying?
You can't knock a nigga hustle.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas got corn.
No, I'm not making any money. But at the same time, it's like,
they're going to get it. They go out there and get.
I ain't stacking like freeway entrance or whatever.
Fresh with it loves everyone. Huh? I love everyone.
Mark!
I love everyone.
Niggas tied in the fourth quarter, y'all. I don't care.
Nigga, it's time for what?
They're playing the fucking Cavaliers.
Hold on.
I'm trying to get your music situated. Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, shit. Almost ran into the wall.
What?
Clumsy Beats. I'm out here fish for this money, and I'm reeling in these big bucks. My car be so shitty, be giving niggas their bubble guts. So washed up, all they start to do is rust. I'm realer than most niggas, but most niggas don't know. Bad bitch, yellow tape, hazard. Damn right, I'm a savage. You don't get it? Well, it's tragic. They really right here like magic. I'm big, Jurassic. Now shout out to my team, we the leaders, call us captain. I'm gone off them Cali skies, feeling like I'm flying. New gamers, but I'm shining. Supposed to be the greatest, fuck you haters. Yeah, and D-Ho, bitch, I'll see you later. From your lady, we out in these streets every day. Yeah, I'm about it. Niggas talking about they about that life, but nigga, I doubt it. Niggas don't want that.
One for the money, two for the hoe, three for my niggas that be getting that dough, four for the mo, nigga, five, six, seven, eight, nine, hollow points make a nigga get loud. Tell me why y'all niggas always talking shit like y'all mashing shit, skinny jeans on some faggot shit, I'm about to smash some shit cause I ain't having it, let me explain myself, I'm about that shit, I walk that shit, y'all talk that shit, I bark that shit, yo click ain't shit, you niggas all bitch, it's all for the game till a nigga get hit, money on my mind, nigga, all about dollars, they say it ain't tricking if you got it, but I call it tricking if a nigga out here making it rain and ain't making no profit. So nigga just stop it, but y'all make the game look so sloppy. When I thought I can't stop it, me and Mr. Leah Ben had this motherfucker locked, bitch. Hold up, we don't give a fuck, mad cause the bitch chose us. One shit, Papa told me showed up, then we rolled up. Now that whole fucking lot built up, you niggas ain't a word to me. I serve the beat, burn a nigga up, leave a nigga third degree. It's an emergency, y'all niggas come and see who this nigga is, thinking they deserving me. Nah, I'm just fucking with y'all, but we ain't really fucking with y'all. Cause we ain't really fucking with y'all. Nah, we ain't really fucking with y'all. Money on my mind, I can't think about what's more important. Head and talking that shit, well you gon' need some reinforcement. My bitch bad, they gon' need endorsement. Can't really tell who them niggas talking. Can't beat me cause I'm about my shit. You know I'm about it, bitch. Me and my nigga shorty rock. We bout to make this city pop. If all them niggas mad about it, guess you walk in suck a cop. I'm running to the money like magic. Yeah, I'm always bad. They see it as a habit. I swear that I know you won't.
priceless. Too fly.
Dial
pad for the kush, 350 for the 28, gangbang affiliate, vicious, Kumite, sucker MC, killing Adidas 88, telekinesis, levitate, probably on the trees like Rafiki, boy, I know the way, and if you buy a pound, 1 ounce for the new face, not too many lines, lounging a live DJ, bitch, I'm getting money like them niggas building freeway, two twins, three-way, rich truck, coupe, honor the creator way, and I don't drink Kool-Aid, new face on camera, smelling like Charlay, sheen, nigga, puff, puff, weed, smoke only, slab on a hookah, function, parlay, triple-double rondo, come and get it your way, cannabis only, and we don't fuck with Scarface, call me top shelf, smoking on grade A. 420 bitch, 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 420 bitch,
fuck the club, mate, going all night long. Yeah, 420 in this motherfucker. I'm on the roof fucking hard in this motherfucker. Al Green Skywalk and I'm on my bubba. Dutch Masters, zigzag too. Call me Smoke Dog, light it up, fool, cause it's Friday and I'ma get you high. What you smoking, Craig? We on that red eye. I got the red eyes. Strawberries, cheesecake, kush, zigzag cherry. Hating hoes and they joes, man, they all on me. I'm paranoid, schizophrenic, think they coming for me. I'm in the trees, no woods, won't you come join me? Lil Daddy, drop a 50, I got that sticky icky. And we ain't out of papers, bitches, 420.
420, bitch, 420, bitch. 420, bitch, 420, bitch. 420, bitch, 420, bitch. Got green, got pounds, what's bigger with? 420, bitch, 420, bitch. 420, bitch, 420, bitch. 420, bitch, 420, bitch. Got green, got pounds, what's bigger with? Burn it, burn it, nigga, burn it, burn it, nigga, burn it, burn it, nigga, burn it, burn it. What? West Coast, West Side, West Side.
Yo, 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 Hood Geeks, bitch.
All right, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good, good so far.
All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is, That is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who will be having an...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy. That means I win. I get to eat...
Oh, God. Why didn't anybody tell you? Oh, my God. My insides are on fire. No, please, no more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911. Lois, get in here.
Okay. I think it's all gone.
I don't want it.
Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder?
I don't fuck with nobody say that's funny.
Hood Geeks,
turns up Tuesday. We back in full effect. Go ahead, John. Let's go.
West and fresh, you know what I mean? DJ, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is the part where we, you know, give props to the inner city, you know what I'm saying, for the weed spots, and you know what I'm saying, the food spots, you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, we're going to give a shout-out to Green Wave, you know what I'm saying, that's on 78th and Western. Yeah, I went there, you know, so they got some cool shit. Check their ass out. Holler at Roscoe. You know. You know, and then... Yo,
Nature's Cure, man. That's on 5300 block of Century, suite 124, you know what I'm saying? I ain't been there, but I heard about it. I heard, you know what I'm saying, it was on. It had a lot of top shelf good, you know what I'm saying? You know, $35 an eighth, so shit, man, you can't beat that, you know? And then we got the Green Street Wellness, you know what I'm saying? That's on Manchester, like, you know what I'm saying? Basically in Englewood, though, you know what I'm saying? But and they open from 7 to 11. That is p.m., you know? So just to let y'all know, because, you know, now the law is they close at 8 o'clock. So, you know what I'm saying, you go to a spot and you see that they close at 8 o'clock now. You know what I'm saying? So that's the law for some of them, but some of them is union, so some of them stay open till 10, some of them stay open till 11. And, you know, the 24-hour spot right there on Slauson and Bonzello, yeah, that's it right there. That's the one. When you ain't got shit, when you can't go nowhere.
24 hours. Like, I mean
you feel me? That shit is there, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? And a couple of food spots, you know what I'm saying, that niggas visited, and, you know, shit, it was kind of cool, you know, nigga digged them and shit. You know, I don't know if I'm actually saying it right, but yeah, that's on Vermont 24th Street, you know what I'm saying? They burritos and shit.
Lots of burrito, nigga. Humongous shredded beef, nigga. That motherfucker, the pan is so fucking big, nigga. The burrito is massive. It's a massive burrito. Delicious. Hit it up.
You know what I mean? And then we got this other spot that I checked out called Good Stuff. That's the real name. You know what I'm saying? Good Stuff. You know what I'm saying? On Olympic and Bundy. Saying that shit, you know what I'm saying? It depends on what you get. I'm not saying everything is good and all this and that. But for what I had tried, you know what I'm saying, it was pretty decent. You know what I'm saying? The Western Bacon Cheeseburger, the Cheddar and Bacon Burger, you know what I'm saying? It's on, you know what I'm saying? Don't forget, Good Stuff on Olympic and Bundy. And, you know, Chipotle, we had to shout out Chipotle because those are, you know, being built in the hood.
Ew.
You know what I'm saying?
Ew.
Yeah, you would say ew. You know, say, I don't know. I don't fuck with this. This is fresh shit.
I don't,
yep. You know,
Chipotle,
I don't
fuck
with
it. It's like Subway, but with burritos.
Nah.
It's like Subway, but with burritos, nigga.
Hold on.
That shit is bomb as fuck.
No, it's not.
You're a hater. I'm a food connoisseur.
Nah, yeah, you of all people, yeah. Definitely, I know you know about your food, nigga, but damn, Chipotle.
No, I'm healthy.
Hold on, here we go. Let's see if this works. Hold on, let's see if this works. Hold on. There we go. I got something for you.
Don't understand it. It's going to be all right, Kyle. But, dude, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you know it's going to make you crap blood, why wouldn't you at least just try eating less of it? Because, dude, that's what I'm saying. You have the Chipotle way, so it doesn't matter. But of course it matters, because you should be concerned there's blood in your underwear. I don't understand at all. I eat Chipotle all the time and never made me crap blood. Oh, well, how nice for you, Stan. Great, you've got a golden rectum of the gods, but the rest of us need Chipotle way.
You got some Chipotle way, nigga? Like, is that what you be fucking with? You got some Chipotle way? Nigga, like I said, nigga. That shit is bad.
Don't even trip, man. We about to, you know what I'm saying, get it underway so we can get it. What the fuck, man? What the fuck, man?
No, go ahead. You good?
Yeah, we good, man. What the fuck? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Excuse us. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's high, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we, you know. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got this other little segment, you know what I'm saying? I only ask one question. You know what I'm saying? It's called the G-Spot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm asking this, okay. I'm asking this to DJ bitch. Check this out. This is this new little segment, the G-Spot, right? Yeah, so I'm asking you, when you get your nut, what's the first thing you think about?
What, after I nut, like right when I bust, like there was
As soon as you bust, like what you do?
I mean, it depends, man. It really depends. I can either be hungry,
I can go straight to sleep, or I can be ready to go. It's going to be one of those three things. I'm either going to want some food. No, actually, one of four things. I'm either going to want some food. I'm going to want to go to sleep. I'm going to want to leave. Or I'm going to want to fucking in and get another one. Those are the four things that's going to happen. Be one of those four. That's all that happens after I'm in there.
Okay. So what about you, Fred?
Very simple. Ooh.
I always say the same thing after I bust. I go, oh, apples, oranges, and pineapple sauce. I roll over, and whoever's there, I tell them, make me a sandwich and bring me some juice. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, I eat my sandwich and then drink my juice, and I take a power nap.
You said a power nap. Y'all niggas are stupid. Yeah, that completes the segment of the G-Spot. Y'all niggas are stupid, man.
Oh, shit, nigga. That's what happens, man. Like, sure, bust my nut, nigga. Like, that's what happens, man. Fuck. Right, smoke a blunt.
Who online with us? Who? Anybody else listening?
I mean, they listening. They don't want to talk, though. I mean, like I said, they just chilling.
They don't want to push one. It's cool. Y'all got to push one. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Now is about that time for what we like to call uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So this is the question I'm asking the fellas tonight. Look, check it out. When the bitch is sucking your dick, right, you know what I'm saying, she's sucking, she's deep-throating, right, and she lick your balls, right, you know what I'm saying, and then she, like, licked the gooch, and you're like, oh, she got down kind of far. You know what I'm saying? You lick your booty hole, right? And you're like, wait. She's like, hold on, wait. What you doing? Did you let her keep going? She's like, wait, I want to show you something. No. You're like, what you going to show me? So you keep going, like, you let her keep going and lick your ass crack, or you know what I'm saying? You stand up, like, bitch, don't be licking my ass crack. You know what I'm saying? So the question is, ass crack licking.
Well, as far as DJ go, that's a big ass because
I almost had some pills. You know what I'm saying? It's
my
like
nigga,
3
I'll
in the morning.
You, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Nigga, I was in the situation like that. I almost had to hit the bitch, nigga. Because look, my nigga. Nigga, I swear to God, nigga, I was getting done. You know what I mean? Then she went with the balls and everything like that. And again, I'm the type of nigga, I don't even like my balls when they lick that much. You know what I mean? You don't even got to go to the balls. Leave my balls alone. I don't like my balls being, you know what I mean? You know, work the penis, work the head, you know, stick with that. You know what I mean? So then she did that. Then she went to the balls. Then she did the, like I said, what they call it, the tate. Is that what the technical term is?
The gooch. The taint is for females. The gooch is the dude. It's the little strip. And for those who don't know, the gooch is the patch of skin between your balls and your butt crack. You know what I'm saying? The balls and the asshole. You know what I'm saying? From the hole to the balls, that little piece of skin is called the gooch.
Now, here's what happened. Like I said, she was going for the balls, and then she went under the balls and went for the gooch. Now, here's what happened. Now I'm confused at the moment, right? Because, again, already on top, like I said, I don't like my balls being licked. And then I'm like, she's like right there. Now, to me, again, I don't know what it is about that little spot, but it's not attractive to me. It's not pleasurable to me. It was more of a tickling type shit. It felt like I was being tickled and shit. But then, it's hard to tell a bitch when she's in the process and she thinks she's doing something. You ever been in a situation with a bitch and she's doing something and she thinks she's doing a good job? And it's like, you don't want to tell that bitch, like, bitch, no, stop doing what the fuck you're doing. I don't want you doing that. But feel like
you tell her stop.
It's
like, no. Don't do that.
You know, I mean, feel like it'll throw off the whole mood and shit or whatever. So I'm sitting there. So my thing is, like, she's J-jerking me. She's fucking with the Gucci shit, and I'm like, at least come back up to my dick or my balls. I'm like, why? What is it with you trying to be so close to my ass? That's like, and then I start thinking, shit, how many other Gucci's have you been around or whatever? Where this is one of the things that you just like to do, right? You just lick the spot in between niggas' nuts and asses. This is what you like to do because you think this is what niggas like or majority of niggas like. I mean, I don't know. But again,
niggas like the Gucci.
Long story short, it's a big uh-uh for DJ uh-uh because, again, that shit right there has no – it's not pleasurable to me. It's like – and it makes me think like, bitch. And then you one step away from tossing niggas salads. And then, again, what niggas are you around their assholes and shit all day kissing and doing whatever you're doing, licking niggas' asses and shit. Like, that shit is not the business. Uh-uh from DJ uh-uh.
Like, it's a uh-uh. We got an uh-uh this shit from DJ uh-uh, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? What?
Hell no. Nah. Bitch, I need to get close to my shit. I'm turning ready to sock you right now. Like, fuck that, like, man. I'm just not, I mean, there's different strokes for different folks. Some niggas do be liking that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, they be like, you know what I'm saying? I'm freaky when it comes to a bitch or whatever. Well, I got a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to be, like, doing no crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm not about to be holding no dildos, putting it in you. I'm not about to do none of that. That's the one. I'm not holding no dick. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to do that. Nigga, I show. Fuck is that? Who the fuck is that?
Now, go ahead. It's y'all. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm just saying, you know. Look, I have to make sure. I heard an echo and shit. I don't want to be incriminated, you know what I mean?
Like, hold up, wait.
You know me?
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, and, you know, the gooch, as y'all say, man, I don't get out like that, man. That shit not cool. Like, that's going to piss me off. That's going to fuck up. That's going to fuck up the whole move. My dick going to limp up. I already know my dick going to limp because they're actually going to fuck off the move. I ain't going to want to do shit. I'm probably not going to call you no more. I'm probably not going to fuck with you at all because I know that you like the gooch.
One quick question, so we all on this subject, because I also have the same time as well. What about niggas that, like I said, you get some head, but getting your dick sucked from the back? Like, I just think, you know, dick sucked, so why do you need to get all acrobatic with it? I mean, just get your dick sucked normal, right? Like, well, I don't know what's so special about getting your dick sucked from the back. Again, I don't know any niggas that, one, why would you want to be on all fours and tuck your dick through your old shit in order to get it sucked from the back? I don't understand.
And then two,
what females will want to suck your dick from the back that puts her nose right in your ass crack? I don't get these things. Like, am I the only one that thinks like this? I can't, like, is it, am I missing something?
Just curious.
I don't know.
Real quick.
I never, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Like,
would you,
nah. Nah, I wouldn't. Nothing like that. Nah, I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? And I've been known to cut a little rug. You know what I'm saying, but that right there, I don't know. That's off my radar. I can't. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? Like this one time, right? I asked that question about the.
This one time at band camp, right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we were at band camp. You know what I'm saying? Boom. You know what I'm saying? She was sucking it. Boom. Lick the balls right, boom. She was like, open your legs. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? So, boom, I'm like, okay, for sure, some ball action. You know what I'm saying? Because I like for a bitch to cuff my balls while she's fucking it. You know what I'm saying? Cuff her and jiggle the balls a little bit.
Leave
you know
my ball alone,
but
go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? I like mine, you know what I'm saying, to jiggle the balls a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Boom. So I'm like, oh, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Just as you went down with the ball thing, and then, like, the tongue, I felt like the tongue go from, like, the bottom of the ball, like, you know what I'm saying, like, up to shit, man. And I felt some type of way. I was like, wait, what the fuck is going on? I don't know. I didn't like how I felt. Like, you know what I'm saying, I was ashamed and very, very embarrassed.
But here's another question for the hood geeks. Like, who is more in question? Because, I mean, as a dude, you in there, you getting freaky, you doing what you do or whatever. My thing is, what is going through these bitches' heads when she tells you some shit like that? Like, nigga, go ahead and spread your legs real quick. Let me do this.
She has to have done it before at some point. You know what I mean? Like, who is these bitches
dealing with?
Or saw it or
somebody told her not to do it, like niggas like it. Because I know this one bitch who, she know this old hooker bitch, right? And she be going to her house. She like an old bitch who used to be a hooker. And she like, she was the best dick sucker ever. She like proclaimed herself as the number one dick sucker. But the bitch like 80, like, you know what I'm saying? And she be giving tips out to the young ladies and shit. And she was like, yeah, this bitch. And I was on the phone with her. And I hear the old bitch talking like, yeah, you got to grab the dick like this. And you got to do it like this. So, see, you know what I'm saying? Bitches get it from anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Old bitches be different. And these old niggas used to be doing some funny shit. Like, you know, I don't know. The older generation is you like comes in your butt. I don't know. That's not, that's the shit. That's a fuck. Exactly. Tongues in the butt is not cool.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying.
What's
going on? What's up, man? Hey,
what's going on? Well, all right, y'all.
Y'all got about a minute.
Across the board, but my bad. Like I was saying, yeah, y'all, we got to get ready to get up out of here, man. So, like I said, you shout out y'all want to get, let people know where they can find y'all at, all that good shit and everything real quick.
Yeah, sure.
So,
what was we
doing? Nigga, the show's on.
Okay. Yeah, I got two more uns real fast before we do the shout outs. We got 10 minutes. We on. You know what I'm saying?
Go
let's check it out. You know, this is the 10-minute warning. Boom. You know what I'm saying? All right, so what if this bitch is sucking your dick and you poop? You know what I'm saying? And she like, ugh, but then she keeps sucking it. Like, what do you like, would you think, like, or what if you eat the bitch out, right, and she like poop, like, you like, bitch, you nasty, and then you like go down and you smell like poop, like, ugh, like, bitch, you smell like shit now, like, like, do you keep going?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to. I mean, it's not her fault that you farted in her face, nigga. I mean, you kind of got to keep going, right? Like, I mean, if a bitch is sucking your dick and you fart and she keep going, then that means everything's cool. If she ain't tripping, then I ain't tripping, so I'm gonna keep going. It ain't gonna stop me.
All right, what is she doing?
What if she fart? I don't see that's something different. Like, see, because I don't. It's like girls don't. I always think like girls don't fart. That's how I think. I know they do, but that's how I like to think. Like they don't.
He like bitches don't fart.
Yeah, you won't believe that.
Yeah, man, I have never heard this one bitch I know fart not one time. I know her for like years. Yeah, what about you? Hello.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
He said, what
so
we talking about? I answered already.
Yeah, for sure. This nigga's stupid. So if she's sucking and you poop and she keep going, do you like, you know what I'm saying, it was like, wait, I got to go, you know what I'm saying? Or you
okay,
be like,
I'll play it off.
You play it off and look at the sky.
Whistling dicks.
Yeah, whistling dicks.
That was. That was
mean. Hey, like, but like she like all in your ball area, like smelling poop and shit.
See, I don't want her in my ball area. I'm like that too. Like, man, balls are sensitive, man. I don't like nobody all in my ball area. That's gonna make me feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? Don't touch my balls. You know what I'm saying? You can cuff them and shit, but don't.
All right. I heard the last one. Lily, if you fucking somebody and somebody walk in on y'all, do you stop or do you keep moving?
Nope. Depends on wait. It depends
on
who it is.
If you're at her house and her teenage daughter walk in or her teenage kid
nope.
walk in.
Nope.
Like teenager, like
nope.
13.
Oh yeah, I'm keeping banging her.
No.
I
don't stop.
Yeah, I keep banging her, you know what I'm saying? Because the 13-year-old probably be like, ew, you know. So he's probably going to be tripping. He's going to just close the door or whatever. But if it's like a 15, 16-year-old, I might have to bow his ass.
Leave fucking my mama.
Yeah. You mad at her? See, why you ain't mad at her? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, man. Turn about, hood geeks. You know what I'm saying? That concludes another motherfucking show. Turned Up Tuesdays. You know what I'm saying? You can find us somewhere in the street smoking some weed, you know what I'm saying?
Little geeks, you know what I'm saying? Fade them all,
you know what I'm saying?
Fresh, you know what I'm saying? DJ, bitch, bang out radio, ho.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we get out. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up on Facebook, find me and shit. And I'm pressing the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If you can't find me, that's your motherfucking bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing it.
And like I told y'all before, I ain't telling y'all shit.
You know
what about the fuck I'll be doing?
You know what
I'm saying? Catch it when you can.
You know what I'm saying? We still ain't got no music for the show, so send us some motherfucking music, motherfucker.
Some real shit, none of that bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? We want some gangbang shit, but not no gangbang shit.
Not no banging on wax, nigga. We're not going to play that shit.
We're not going to play no banging on wax, but we want some gangbang shit, though. Some shit the niggas be like, yeah.
Yeah,
top
party shit.
Yeah.
Real picnics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some function.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That part, you know what I'm saying? Holla.
For sure.
Hood geek, hood bound.
And all the chances they hatin' because I'm killing them. Your baby mama on me, she's lonely and I'll be digging her. Anybody kill a nigga, maybe even you. Yeah, nigga, I said it, fresh with it, what it do? Catch the beat like a fade, it's the verbal haymaker. In my witty boy stands, politicking on some paper. Nigga, use a hater, I'm the freshest thing west. And I cock it back and bust and serve a nigga, no question. Test me if you wanna, I keep me a loaded fifth. And I'm a little trigger happy, I'm begging you, Mr. Trick. I'm probably with your bitch and we probably smoking the good. Probably hoping nigga won't. She probably wish a nigga would. Bound to be hood and all I fade. The diabolical delinquent in the street with the case. So say what you want, nigga, a fuck I give. Fade them all, cater all, look what I just did. And you the type to bring a knife to a gunfight. Fuck around with these niggas and you're bound to lose your life. Niggas, bitches, and it's on no sight. Cause I'ma do what I feel and I'ma do what I like.
I'm trifling, I might be with your wife. I do what I feel and I do what I like. With the West bitches on sight. I do what I feel and I do what I like.
Nigga, check the prognosis. Real life ghetto culture, Southern Cali vulture. Line a Chevy up with a Testarossa. Currency chasing till we tote tag no longer. My breed is extinct, so I affiliate myself with riders and OGs. I'm getting it in, a product in these streets. Raise my niggas about that moolah, baby. Witty West, same old two-step. She grinding and I'm convinced she want this dick. You know our repertoire, buying out the bar. Function load with pill poppers, could smoke. Looking for a jump off. Turf Supreme, Hood Bell Machiavelli. Busting moves with my rally, hitting the colors.
I'm in the Chevy, got these hoes hot and ready.
Bitch, don't kill the vibe, get ratchet down and dirty. Yeah, and give me mine. Make these niggas aboard all mission. Cause the standard currency of a bitches is a tradition. Who wants the business? Get these niggas to come near with a gang. Premises is off with your head, deliver it.
The dagger bitches, I be killing the mic. So I'ma do what I feel and I'ma do what I like. ODB, I'm with it and I rap it for life. So I'ma do what I feel and I'ma do what I like. ODB, I'm with it, bitches have the initials. Or you can put the dagger on you, that'll make it official. You better check my credentials, cause see I don't like to fight. Yeah, I'm a member of the Witty Gang. I smoke, drink, pop pills, flip blind, jump behind the wheel. I blind for myself and start showing off my driving skills. See, I be getting dumb behind. Yeah, I like my bitches vibe. You ain't had like four bitches at once, gotta try. Now I ain't gotta lie, you ain't the cops, no alibi.
You a hardcore thug, right?
That you really one of them gay guys. Bitch, nigga, what you hiding for? But I ain't gonna drag you out of shooting niggas through the door. Leave me alone, I let you go. So here's your chance to walk away, cause you don't want it anyway. Nobody has to die today, I kid, don't play. Mama, own you one to hate, fuck your feelings.
We in the building.
Niggas hide your bitches, bitches hide your children.